Which wisdom is better? Welcome, good day, and hello to Silent Time, the opportunity to think on what is really important in life. Which wisdom is better? Do you sometimes think that the wisdom of God is outdated, such as if you consider the modern research and science and technical possibilities, or if you think of your own wisdom and knowledge, what you would do better or different? By that time, do you feel that the wisdom of God is outdated, such as if it was of former times? But God's wisdom will always remain far above our human wisdom. When the people of Babylon thought they could come on a level with God and build a very high building, God had to come down to see what they do and to confuse them as a punishment for their arrogance. So if God commands or says something, we shall not doubt or speak against it, because we are not the master. Rather, he is the Lord, the highest authority. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 25, it says, "What seems to be God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and what seems to be God's weakness is stronger than human strength." In the verses before, "For God, in his wisdom, made it impossible for people to know him by means of their own wisdom. Instead, by means of the so-called foolish message we preach, God decided to save those who believe. Jews want miracles for proof, and Greeks look for wisdom. As for us, we proclaim the crucified Christ, a message that is offensive to the Jews and nonsense to the Gentiles. But for those whom God has called, both Jews and Gentiles, this message is Christ, who is the power of God and the wisdom of God. For what seems to be God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and what seems to be God's weakness is stronger than human strength." Because in our hearts there is all kind of wrong thoughts and wrath and sin and lying and many evils. But the Lord's word and counsel is far beyond our understanding. And despite that, yet we still think that we know things better than God. For example, if we say, how can God allow that to happen? For example, some accident, some serious things to happen, or why do I get this disease, and so on. We are blind to see the wisdom of God is far beyond our wisdom. So let's come back to God, ask for forgiveness, and receive his grace with thanksgiving, and praising the Lord for his almighty wisdom. Lord, we praise you for your almighty wisdom, and we ask for forgiveness where we walk away from you, where we think that we are wiser, that we have more knowledge, that we would know better, and where we go in our own ways, where we walk away from you. Thank you for your forgiveness and for your grace and for your love. Thank you for all that you give. We praise your holy name. Amen.